Okay, Rabotai, Tzahoraim Tovim. A lot to cover, not a lot of time to cover it in this coming Friday, Bezat Hashem. Haba Alein Tova, hopefully it will not be a fast day, hopefully it will be a Yom Tov, but it will be Asara B'Tevet. Now, a pretty rare phenomenon for Asara B'Tevet to fall out on a Friday, but it does. There are certain things that cause that to happen. There is a very big disagreement among the poskim. What do you do now? Obviously, you fast somewhat. The shaila is what to do about Asara B'Tevet as it gets closer to Shabbat. There's a Gemara. Okay, remember this one. There's a Gemara at the very bottom of Eruvin Daf Mem Amud Bet. The Gemara has a shaila. A person who has a ta'anit. It says Bar Berav Diativ B'Ta'anita, which means sounds like Bar Berav Talmid Chacham. Sounds like a ta'anit yachid. The person who's b'ta'anit. Is he mashlim the ta'anit or not? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara goes back and forth. The Gemara tries to bring a ra'ayah from a baraita. The baraita says that one time it was tish'a be'av shechal liyot be'erev Shabbat. We don't have that anymore. But in the times of the Tana'im, where they were still mekadesh et ha'chodesh al pireya, any Yom Tov or fast could come out on any day because everything is up in the air. There's no calendars. Everything is based on Edim. Nahon? So he says, it was Tish'a be'av shechaliot be'erev Shabbat, ubikesh Rabbi Akiva, betza megulgelet ugma'a. He asked towards the end of the day before Shabbat, Rabbi Akiva asked for an egg, and he ate it with a hard-boiled egg, then he ate it without salt. Lo shaya ta'evla, says the Baraita, not that he was necessarily hungry, ela leharot talmidim et ha'alacha. To show the Talmidim the halacha that what? That when a ta'anit zibur falls out on Friday, you're not mashlim because of Kvod HaShabbat. Right? Because obviously if you're mashlim, then what are you doing? There's an element of entering Shabbat keshu me'oneh. You're entering Shabbat suffering and you shouldn't do that. Amar lo Rabbi Yosei. Rabbi Yosei then tells Rabbi Akiva, no, mit'aneh mashlim. Rabbi Yosei disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and he says, no, you must be mit'aneh. By the way, this is going to be a very important word. When we say mashlim, what does mashlim mean? Complete. You have to complete the fast. And he brings a ra'aya. Says Rabbi Yosei, what's my ra'aya? Hare she'aya. Tish'a be'av shechal biyom rishon. Let's say it was chal on Shabbat or on Sunday, which it can, okay? Now, when do you have to stop eating on Shabbat? A few minutes before Shkia, you have to stop eating a few minutes before Shkia. So what do you see? That apparently, and that's called kind of fasting on Shabbat. Nevertheless, we do it. So to over here, you should do it. You should be mashlim your ta'anit into Shabbat. That was Rabbi Yosei's taina. Amru lo, the Chachamim told back Rabbi Yosei. He says, how can you compare the two? At the end of Shabbat, when you start the fast 2 minutes before Shabbat is over, you're following what? A whole Shabbat of eating and drinking, so you're not me'oneh. Whereas, if you're entering Shabbat after a whole Friday of fasting, of not eating and drinking, then how are you entering Shabbat? Me'oneh. Tov. That was the back and forth between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosef. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohim melech haolam, she'akol nihya bedvaro.
Amen.
Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Akiva.
The Chachamim were defending Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Yossi said that you don't eat before Shabbat ends or before it starts.
No, he was bringing a ra'ayah to there. Just like if Tisha B'Av falls out on Motzei Shabbat, you have to start fasting a few minutes on Shabbat. So what's the difference on the way out or on the way in? That was Rabbi Yossi's ra'ayah. And the Chachamim said, what are you talking about? What's the comparison? Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Why? Now, the Gemara brings ra'ayot back and forth. Mem alef amud bet, the last three words in the Perek, the Gemara says, v'ilchita mit'aneh u'mashlim, which means, le'alacha, a person has to be mit'aneh u'mashlim, halacha k'Rabbi Yosei. That was the maskana of the Gemara. Two things I want to point out. Tosfot Chantz, on the top of Mem alef amud alef in Eruvin, brings the, you know, sometimes you have little Tosfot, you know, in little words. So sometimes they are Tosfot Yishanim, sometimes they're Tosfot Chantz, which is different in Ba'alei HaTosfot. So Tosfot over there says, Kabbalai biyadenu merabenu Chanan El, she'oto ha'shana Rabbi Akiva chole she'eno mesukan haya. That year, Rabbi Akiva was chole she'eno mesukan. So why did he ask for the egg? Not to show Talmidim the halacha. Rabbi Yehuda, who the Gemara quotes over there, misunderstood. He didn't know that Rabbi Akiva was chole. But the fact that Rabbi Akiva ate was not to show them the halacha that you don't have to be mashlim. It was just because He was chole. That's Kabbalah biyadenu from Rabbeinu Chananel. Tosfot on Mem Aleph Amud Bet. Tosfot says, when we say halacha is like Rabbi Yose, that mit'ane umashlim, what does that mean? Mit'ane umashlim im yirtze. If you want to complete the fast, you may. Why? Because Tosfot understands the Gemara's question of whether or not to be mashlim, whether or not you are allowed to be mashlim because of Kvod HaShabbat. But Maskanat HaGemara, when it says mashlim, mita'aneh mashlim means im yirtze. And there's no im yirtze, and there's no issue, you don't have to worry about Kvod Shabbat so much. But if you don't want to, what's the halacha? Is a mutar. And be'emet, the Mordechi on the spot, ot taf saddi dalit. Mordechi brings down from his Rebbe, who is the Rebbe Amufak of the Mordechi. He brings him all the time. The whole kim'at, the entire Mordechi is based on him. Divrei Mori Maharam, Maharam in Rotenburg. It was the Rabbi Amufak of the Mordechi. So he brings down that the Maharam, who, by the way, it's not surprising, was one of Ba'alei HaTosfot, holds the same way, and he brings down a ma'ase from Ri, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, that it was Asara B'Tevet, Shechal Hiyot Be, Erev Shabbat, like this year, and right before he prayed Arvit, he davened a little bit earlier, after Plaga Mincha, he davened Arvit, and he broke the fast then, and Be'emet, the Ri says, based on this Tosfot, that it's, even though you're allowed to be mashlim, yoter tov shelo lehashlim. Is it? Why? Because of Kvod HaShabbat. That's the Shita of Tosfot. Maharam, Mordechi, Or Zeruah, Ra'avaya, and others. Many poskim. Yeah, talk to me.
So we're not saying that accepting Shabbat would, I guess, override the current day that you're on. Meaning he accepted Shabbat early.
Yeah.
That doesn't end the fast. We don't say that you... That,
what about the sun?
It's based off the calendar day. No,
sun, okay. Yeah.
So yeah. Saying, but now, Shabbat would not...
That's the question. There's a special element. Now, guess what? On if it was a ta'anit that fell out on any other weekday, you praying Arvit early doesn't mean anything. You could pray Arvit as, not as early as you want, but from plug, that doesn't change the day. Over here, it's a combination of what? There's an added element of Kvod HaShabbat and not entering Shabbat. That's Tosfot. There are many, many poskim that disagree with this. There's a Yerushalmi in Pirik Dalit of Ta'anit. The Yerushalmi says not that way. Yerushalmi writes a story that Rabbi Zeira and Rav Huna were walking, and it was also a Ta'anit that fell out on Erev Shabbat, and they were walking, so Rav Huna told Rabbi Zeira, let's go home so we can eat. They had already prayed Arvit. He says, no, let's keep walking. He says, no, let's go. Tov. Rav Huna says, you know what? I have turmusim, I have some beans in my pocket. Should we break the fast? What was the language of Rabbi Zeira? He told him, here, Amar le mit'aninu mashlimin ki Rabbi Yose. He says, I don't want to eat now. Because what? Mit'aninu mashlim, di pne Moshe, the Mefarish on the Yerushalmi says, why did he say that? Because he understood, what does mit'aninu mashlim, like Rabbi Yose mean? You're chayav to be mit'aninu mashlim. And be'emet, if you look in, Eruvin daf mem alef amud bet in the Chidushim of the Ritba, of the Rashba, of the Ran, they all say, they bring Shitata Tosfot, who says, mit'aneh umashlim im yirtze. The Ritba, first and foremost, look at his words, he says, ufashta deshma'atin la mashma'akin. The sugya doesn't sound like mit'aneh umashlim im yirtze. Rather, pashtuta sugya, says the Ritba, is, what's mit'aneh umashlim?
Finish.
Huh?
Finish the first.
Finish. You must finish. And be'emet, there are many, many rishonim that hold like that as well. Riaz, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Acharon Zal, not to be confused with Riaz, you remember? Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Acharon Zal. Obviously, if there's an Acharon,
there was a Rishon.
So who's the Rishon? His grandfather, Rabbeinu Yeshaya Ditrani, also known as Tosfot Rid. That was his grandfather. He was named after him. Anyway, Bekitzur, the Rokeach also holds like that. Fine. Let's look at the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef Meforash, Siman Resh Memtet, Saif Dalit. He brings down. Look what he says in Bet Yosef. Ul'ainyan ba'ayan, asikna v'ilchita mit'ane o'mashlim, perush im yirtze, the tour. Klomar, aval eno chayav la'ashlim. Ken pirshu ha'tosfot, v'amordechi, v'arosh, v'gam kachetvu ha'gaot maimoniot. V'lo kara avaya v'arokeach. And that's all the poskim he brings down. That's all he says. Oops, stop. Fine, so far, what's the Bet Yosef saying? He doesn't even bring down the cholkim. Time out. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Now this is going to be a big deal. You ready? Ze lo tzchok. Resh mem tet, saif, dalet. Huh? Oh yeah, this is learning how to pass on halakha maaseh.
It's pretty healthy.
That's the healthiest. That's the healthiest. Yeah. The Gemara says, Masechet Sotah Daf Kaf Aleph, that the epitome of Talmud Torah is Asukeh Shema'ateta Aliba Dilcheta. If you cannot derive practical halakha from any sugya that you learn, you are lacking, and so is your Torah.
Kachim is not practical nowadays.
Right now, but you'll be ready as soon as Mashiach comes. You'll be ready to know with Zvachim Nachot. You'll know what to do. That's practical. The Rambam wrote on it. It's practical.
Someone's now, not a Kohen, then
why? There's certain things that even a Zara has to do. Not necessarily that you'll be able to physically do. Yeah. What happens if you're sitting in the Sanhedrin, Lishkat HaGazit, and the Kohanim come to ask you a Shaila? Lo yodea. Now, so what? Of what good are you? What is your contribution to Klal Yisrael if you can't pass Kenesh Ayla? Huh?
You just roast their existence.
Well, you're working on it now. Says Maran, listen very, very closely to the words. Now, Im kibel alav li'tanot be'erev Shabbat. Oops. If a person was mekabel a ta'anit to fast on Erev Shabbat, which means, obviously, what kind of ta'anit is Maran talking about?
Ta'anit yachid.
Yachid. Because a tzibur doesn't need a Kabbalah. Okay? Here we go. Tzarich li'tanot ad tzet ha'kochavim. You got to fast until what? Until tzet ha'kochavim. Why? Because, obviously, who's he holding like? Like the shitot that... You have to be mashlim. Im lo shepiresh bishat kabbalat ta'anit ad sheyashlimu atzibur tfilatan. Unless you made a tnai in your kabbalah that you'll be able to eat as soon as the tzibur finishes arvit, then you could break it early. Okay, that was what the Rosh, by the way, the Rosh and the Tur say, by ta'anit yachid, you can make such a tnai. But what do you see from Maran? That without a tnai, if you're mekabel ta'anit, what are you doing? Tzet ha'kochavim. Okay? Ah, moving on to the Rama. Says the Rama, "V'yesh omrim de'lo yashlim, ela miyad shiyotzim mibet hakneset yochal." Some say, actually, don't be mashlim. Rather, as soon as you're done, arvit and shul, go eat. Don't complete it. Who's that? That's Tosfot. That's the Tur, Rosh, Maharil, Nachon. Lachin says the Rama, "B'ta'anit yachid lo yashlim by ta'anit yachid." Don't be mashlim, be somech on those poskim. V'tov lefaresh ken bishat kabbalat ha-ta'anit. Just in order to get out of all machlokot, be mefaresh that, make your tnai in your kabbalah by ta'anit yachid. But, says the Rama, uv ta'anit tzibur, yashlim. But by a ta'anit tzibur, you must be mashlim, says the Rama, v'hachi nahog. And this is the minhag. This is what you should do. What's wrong with this picture? The Rama told us what to do. What did the Rama paskin for ta'anit yachid?
You don't need to complete it.
Stop.
You shouldn't.
Better not to be mashlim. Best to make a tanai. Okay, so that you don't get into that. By ta'anit tzibur, says the Rama?
You must.
You must be mashlim. What does Maran say? By ta'anit yachid? You can make a tanai if you like to eat after arvit. In absence of a ta'anit, must be mashlim. What does Maran say about ta'anit tzibur?
Doesn't come?
Nothing. Now what? Now what? Ah, so Maran Zichron Ovracha in two places, both in Yabi Omer Chelek Vav Siman Nun Dalet, as well as in Chazon Ovadia Arba Ta'aniot page Tet Vav, he says Maran doesn't need to talk about Ta'anit Yachid because it's about Ta'anit Tzibur because it's a Kalvachomer. Why? Which is more chamur? Ta'anit Yachid or Ta'anit Tzibur, and why?
Ta'anit Tzibur.
Prove it. Prove it.
Because it's, everyone is doing it, and it's what the Chachamim themselves instituted for us.
Meaning, I'll prove it to you two ways. Number one, Ta'anit Yachid requires my own Kabbalah. Ta'anit Tzibur does not. Number two, when I accept be Kabbalah a Ta'anit Yachid on myself, who else does that Who else is that Kabbalah chal on besides for me?
No.
Can I impose on anybody else?
No.
No, it's only on me. Where is Ta'anit Tzibur Zeh?
Kulam.
Kulam. Afilu b'lo Kabbalah. So now he says, Maran in Shulchan Aruch doesn't need to talk about Ta'anit Tzibur because it's already included in what he said about Ta'anit Yachid. And what about making a T'nai? Will a T'nai help you by a Ta'anit Tzibur?
No.
Why? Because there's no Kabbalah. So if there's no Kabbalah, a T'nai won't help. And now we have a Kol Shekin. If by Ta'anit Yachid Maran holds Me'ikar Adin without a T'nai, you must be Mashlim. So too, by Ta'anit Tzibur, certainly holds you have to be Mashlim and a T'nai won't help you. Huh? So far, one second. Yes? And that's Be'emet. If you look in both Yabi Omer and Chazon Ovadia, he holds La'alacha ol Ma'aseh. And that's how he extrapolates Maran. He says Maran follows the Yerushalmi and the other poskim that say Mita'aneh u'mashlim is Chova. Okay, stop. Let me ask you a question. Stop. Ready? This is for Yedidi Chacham Shlomo. What does Hashlama mean? What's Hashlama? Huh? In halachic terminology, I know it means to complete, but when is completion? We know that the other Rishonim say that praying Arvit mi be'od yom and plaga mincha is not Hashlama. So in Maran's world that you require Hashlama, what is Hashlama? Huh?
Isn't there
a
machloket between Yarach
HaShulchan and... It's machloket Rishonim. There's a Magid Mishneh, Perek He, Milchot Ta'aniyot, who quotes from the Ra'avad. The Ra'avad says, anything earlier than Shki'ah is not Hashlama. But Shki'ah itself,
Hashlama.
Huh? Is Hashlama. All many, many poskim bring down this Ra'avad is Halacha, that Shki'ah is already Hashlama. Nevertheless, in Chazon Ovadia, says it's not the case. If you look in Rabbeinu Yerucham, Adam Bechava, Nativ Tetvav, he says over there that Hashlama means Tzete Kochavim. And he says the minhag has become like Rabbeinu Yonah. Very similar to what we say by all other fasts. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Kuf Samach Bet, Maran says, Kol it's a Maran Masechet Ta'anit Daf Yud Bet. Kol Ta'anit Shelo Shaka'a Ala Vachama, Eno Ta'anit. What is, says Maran, Vehainu Sof Shki'ata. What does Sof Shki'ata mean?
Tzet.
Therefore, Rabbeinu Yerucham, when he talks about Hashlama, it would stand to reason that it means the same thing that we do by all other Ta'aniyot. By all other Ta'aniyot. Forget about Erev Shabbat for a second. You want to be Mashlim. When are you waiting till? Da'at Maran, Meforash, Tzedek Kochavim, Hagaot Maimoniot, says the same thing. Also, Perekei Milchot Ta'aniyot. So, says Maran...
Another raya?
Huh?
Can we bring another raya? The fact that Ta'anit Tzibur is...
Okay. But the question, it's kind of a chiddush on top of a chiddush, because right now there are poskim that are telling me not to be mashlim, and not only do I not have to, but according to the Ri v'chaverav yoter tov shelo lehashlim, because it's erev Shabbat. So. Dayenu. Da'at Maran Zichrono Levracha, which is interesting, is he says over here, La'alacha ul'ma'aseh. The Rama says, Meforash, you have to be Mashlim until Tzedek Kochavim. And for Maran, he also extrapolates, based on the Kol Shekin, that you have to be Mit'aneh u'mashlim until Tzedek Kochavim. You know who argues on Maran? Who argues on the Chazon Ovadia? The Bi'ur Alacha and the Alacha Berura. Both of them. Be'ur Alacha.
You're doing that
class. Huh? Really class. Tag team between the Mishnah Berura and Cham David. Watch this. This is
right.
Rabbi, man, that's not okay. That's not. The kids are. It's like body slam. It's like. Listen carefully. The Be'ur Alacha. If you look in Be'ur Alacha, I'll tell you the Dibur Matchil. This is so gishmak. This is. Anybody who doesn't learn Torah, who miskin. Mamash kacha. Mamash. The biggest miskin in the world is a bin adam she'en lo Torah. Why are you laughing? Zayimit.
Suckers.
Huh?
Suckers.
Too harif? You know, we live in a generation, there's a lot of extremists, you know. Mechalin Shabbat. Yeah, Mechalin Shabbat u'rasha. I'm not going to say rasha. Mechalin Shabbat u miskin gadol. Person who doesn't learn Torah, u miskin yoter gadol. Yeah, is it...
Yeah.
Nachon says the Be'ur Alacha, imlo, dibur matchil imlo, this is huge. He says, hey, wait a second. Anytime you don't know what Da'at Maran is in Shulchan Aruch, what's the first place you backtrack to?
Bet Yosef.
Bet Yosef. You look back. Maran didn't talk about Ta'anit Tzibur. The Rama spoke about Meforash Ta'anit Tzibur. He says you have to be Mashlim. Okay, fine. That's the Rama. Ma'im Da'at Maran. Ta'anit Yachid, Be'erev Shabbat, he spoke about. Ta'anit Tzibur, no, radio silence. As Ma'achshav, backtrack to the Bet Yosef. And Be'emet, listen to the words of the Bi'ur Alacha. Listen to what he says. Here we go. אבל בתענית ציבור, כגון עשרה בטבת שחל בערב שבת, משמע בבית יוסף, דמצדד להורות כהפוסקים דסבירה להו, דהי מתענין ומשלימין, דכאמר הגמרא, היינו אם ירצה להשלים רשאי. והי סוגיה קי שם, התענית ציבור כדמוך עכשיו. אבל מדברי הרמה, דלא הזכיר בהגעתו, אם דעת וכתב סתם בתענית ציבור ישלים, משמע דסתם כדעת, דסתם כדעת הרוקח ורעביה, that you have to be משלים. Which means... The Biur Halacha understood the Bet Yosef exactly polar opposite than the Abi Omer and the Chazon Ovadia. And he says that according to him, from the fact that the Bet Yosef says he brings those poskim, Udila Kearokeach and whatever, and then there's radio silence in Shulchan Aruch, what does that tell you? The Atokedata Mekilim, which means that he's being more Mekel, not Kol Shekin, he's being Mekel. So now, according to him, now let me tell you something else. The Halacha Berura, Agaon Chaim David says in Halacha Berura that Be'emet, that's the correct pshat. He says against his father, says that's the correct pshat in the Bet Yosef. Be'emet, mit'ane u'mashlim im yirtze. But he just says, we are noheg to be mashlim asara betevet shechal be'erev Shabbat because that's the minhag. But if you would ask Maran, Maran holds like the Biur Halacha, not like my father. That's an interesting thing. Now let me tell you, safik sfeka le'akel. If you're going with the Bi'ur Halacha and the Halacha Berura, when would you fast till Sfaradim? Ashkenazim, you're locked in with the Rama. Sorry, can't help you. Aval, Lida'at Maran, or at least for Sfaradim, how long would we have to fast? Tell me a Safek Sfeka, why I wouldn't have to wait until Tzedek Kochavim. Tell me why waiting until Shkia would be sufficient. Go ahead.
Maybe it's really talking about Shkia. And even if
they're
talking about
Seif. Maybe, first of all, maybe that Shkia is actually Ashlama.
Exactly.
And even if not, even Shkia is not Ashlama, maybe Halacha, maybe Maran really means, like the other poskim, that you don't need Ashlama. So therefore, it would seem that once you're at Shkia, Dai Vehoter, for Sfaradim to do that.
We don't do Sfek against the Minhag.
That's hard. That's hard to say. Where's the minute? Huh? What? No, Sfek Sfeka helps me paskin.
I don't know which tide to decide.
That's exactly how Sfek Sfeka is. But when you don't know what to do and there's machlokot, you institute a Sfek Sfeka to help you find the achra'ah. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what...
Makes more sense.
But what... You know, I have a Bi'ur Halacha over here. I have these Rishonim. Let me toy with a Ritba and a Tosfot. Yeah, Tosfot, you're wrong. What? Yeah? It doesn't work like that. You have two Shitot in the Poskim. It's not up to me to be Machriya. But, you know, there's a phrase that the Poskim many times use. Umiyachnis rosho bin ha'arim agedolim velo yachu sheme yarutzu et gulgolto. When you stick your skull between two mountains, sometimes the skull tends to get crushed.
Only sometimes.
Huh?
Only sometimes.
Yeah, so it's a better idea to leave your skull out of it and let the big guns hash it out themselves. We're not big guns. We're small fries. Now, once we're small fries, we try to make peace among the other poskim by implementing sfeke sfekot to try to find the achra'ah. Okay. However, so be'emet mi'ikar adin. Be'emet, there's a she'elot to tshuvot from about 150 years ago from the Sfaradim, Divrei Menachem, on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Resh Mem Tet, and he says that be'emet, fasting until Asara Betevet, Shechal Liot Be'erev Shabbat, Leda'at Maran, fasting until Shki'a is Dai Ve'oter. Halacha, Osim Kedat Maran Zichon Lo Livracha. That what? Even though there are kushiyot chazakot, but that's a shita. The kal vachomer does sound pretty intense. And minhag ha'olam that Chaim David says, okay, let's assume it's not the first time in Am Yisrael that Asara B'Tevet is falling out on Erev Shabbat. So the minhag is that we're all mashlim. Ben Sfaradim, ben Ashkenazim. Watch this. Okay? Chaim David does add in Halacha Berurah, he quotes it from the Shulchan Gavoa, Rabbeinu Yosef Molcho, in Siman Resh Mem Tet, he says Miforash, that even if you're being mashlim until Tzeta Kochavim, which means you're being super machmir on the fast, but even a minute past Tzeta Kochavim, you're no longer being machmir on the fast, you're being mekel on
Shabbat.
Kvod HaShabbat. And therefore, what do you have to do? You have to make sure that you're davening a little bit, huh? Daven a little bit early, so that daven mincha a little bit early. At Sfaradim also have an issue with Birkat Kohanim b'mincha. It can't be too early. Imamish have to on the dot. We're going to speak about this later in the week. A little bit early, and then Kabbalat Shabbat and Arvit shift gears to make it just a drop faster, so that you get everybody out and home, so that mamash bin kudat tzeta kochavim, you're already making kiddush, because once you're already extending the ta'anit past tzeta kochavim into Shabbat, that's bevadai a pgi'a b'chvod Shabbat, and that's an issue.
Shouldn't you not daven tomorrow, or what's it called, Friday, with big day Shabbat, huh?
Why?
Because you're fasting, and we're in big day Shabbat.
So what? But it happens to be Erev Shabbat also. Why is big day Shabbat, huh?
That's why I saw the
posting,
bro.
Who's the posting? What about Kabbalat Shabbat and Arvit? Because by Kabbalat Shabbat and Arvit, you're still fasting. If you're going to be Muslim. It sounds a little bit impractical, because if you pray Mincha Gdola, you're missing Birkat Kohanim. And if you pray Mincha Ktana, right before Shkia, then you're, how are you going to change clothes? So you're going to daven Kabbalat Shabbat and Arvit also bevigdechol. That the Rama toys with that, but the Birkei Yosef in Siman Taf Kuf Nun Aleph says meforash that it's bizayon, even on Shabbat Chazon, to be davening bevigdechol. Who says that? Yeah, go ahead.
So practically, if my mom wants to drink water after Shkia,
Kiddush,
does she have to wait for Kiddush?
Vadai.
Because when does the obligation of Kiddush start?
Huh?
By Shkia or by Tzeit HaKochavim?
When does who start?
The Chiyuv Kiddush has
Shkia.
Shkia,
you don't have to make Kiddush. Minhage?
Minhage Eretz Yisrael, Velinta Gabriel, and Dvar Yoshua.
Beshem which Kadmonim? I need Kadmonim, not. I mean, I love them, but I need to hear.
I look at Velinta Gabriel, they have to hear about.
No, they don't. It should be on the roster. We need to get Velinta Gabriel. But that's that. Anyway, but yeah, that's. It's a nice thought, but it needs to be. Tell me a chida, tell me a ginat vradim, tell me rishonim, kadmonim, then we'll talk. But that doesn't seem to be the minhag olam. Yeah.
So then why do we wait 20 minutes and not 13.5?
Because by all taniyot, we want to incorporate the shita of the Rambam and v'chule, Rabbi Yosei, that's other things. So that's with regards to that.
What do we do?